And I would rather not discuss directly about the demonstration on Wednesday, because I have never been party to organizing those demonstrations. My position is that I am the vice president of this country, duly elected by Malawians. So we were both elected, me and the state president, Dr. Bingwa Mutharika. When we were elected, we at inauguration, we took oath, both him and I. And that oath basically was that we would uphold and respect and protect the constitution of this country. So for me, the most important thing is that I must ensure that at all times we respect what is in that constitution. To cut a long story short, pages 1 to 3, I think, the constitution clearly stipulates that Malawians shall have access to basic needs, shall have access to development. But what is more relevant in the question that you ask now is that Section 32 says that Malawians shall have the freedom Malawians shall have freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom to demonstrate. Now, being the only other person that took that oath, it is my constitutional responsibility to ensure that Malawians are enjoying their rights. So for me, what I did is when I feel, that's what I do, and it's not only this time, when I feel that Malawians are being deprived of the same rights and opportunities and basic needs that I swore to protect, I then voice it out. I then speak it out. And at that point, for me, what is paramount is that I must respect the Constitution regardless of what the consequences are to me. That's what this is all about. So there are some people in government that feel that that is wrong. And I respect their opinion because I'm entitled to their opinion. My position is that I took oath. Nobody else took that oath except me and the president. And therefore, it is my moral obligation to ensure that I respect what I swore. The moment I go against the oath that I took, then I have failed Malawians who gave me the job in the first place. So that's what this is all about. It's not more about the Wednesday march. It's more about the poverty, the suffering of Malawians, and me taking a position. And that when Malawians decide that we are going to march, then I go back to the Constitution and see, am I mandated to speak on this? And in the statement that I have made, I have appealed to the demonstrators to make sure that they don't destroy property, that they must exercise their rights responsibly, because the rights go with responsibility. And in that same statement, I have appealed to the police to protect people on the road and to maintain peace. So for me, I'm just being a responsible leader, ensuring that people enjoy their rights, but at the same time, they must respect what belongs to others, they must be responsible, and the police must protect both groups. It is possible that in the same statement, I've said that it is possible that other groups may not like the demonstration, but even them, whatever they want to do together, then it must be mutual.
Well, Madam Vice President, there are reports in Malawi that you could be arrested if something should happen because of the demonstration that has been scheduled for Wednesday.
Is coming from the press release that I have issued. The press, what I have been telling you for 5 minutes, is in contained in a press release. So they are saying, as a result of me issuing this press release, but for your information, that rumor to say they were looking for reasons to lock me up have been flying around for a long time. But now there's an opportunity because of this press release. But if you read the press release, I'm just being a responsible leader.
Madam Vice President, you have been accused by some sections of the ruling party of running parallel structures in the government, which is against some of the principles of the ruling party, and that is why you were forced out. You have been called to resign from the government. Do you think this call is legitimate?
No. The initial bit was when I was in government. You must accept that all this originates from the succession battle. The moment I was inaugurated, the president wanted his brother to run and take over from him. Now, it was the view of most Malawians that the way that was conducted was not fair, that it was we should have been given a fair platform for us to democratically be elected to be the torchbearer for our party. One thing led to another. In the end, the party decided that I should be removed. And that's fine. And that was 7 months ago. And I am fine. That was settled. When you hear about parallel structures, is when they went to the structures of the party and asked the party structures to endorse a candidate that they had not elected. When they questioned the validity of that, the legality of that, what we know is that people should be elected at a convention. The group that refused was called the parallel structure. And I hope you know that at the end of that, I was involved in a mysterious road accident to which up to now, we don't have an accident report or a police report. The police had refused to give us a report. We don't know who owned the car. It came from the bush, hit the car that I was supposed to be in. Fortunately, I had switched cars. That Malawians are still waiting for a report. Now, coming to this time now, having been removed from the party, because I didn't leave, I was removed. When you look back at the history of Malawi, going back 16 years since 1994, there is no vice president who started out with the president and ended up finishing the term with the two of them in the same party. The first vice president ended up being forced to resign. He resigned. He joined another party, PPM, joined and then left that party, joined another party, Mafunde, ended up standing on his own as an independent candidate. The second government, the president left his party, started his own party, and then ended up finishing the term in another party, and the party that ushered him into government becoming an opposition party. The vice president refused to follow him, remained in the same party, but also finished the term as vice president. So our constitution is silent on that. The two vice presidents were not asked to resign. The president himself, when he left his party, was not asked to resign. The question Malawians are asking now is, there's already precedence, the constitution allows it, why is it only relevant now that it is me?
Now that there seems to be a discord between you and His Excellency the President, how are you to...
There has always been, mind you, there has always been a discord between the two vice presidents before and the president, and it wasn't an issue then.
How are you going to be effective in your as the vice president of Malawi if this tension still exists? How are you going to team up and move the country forward?
Our constitution, if you have read our constitution, the constitution says the vice president, that's all it says, one sentence, the duties of the vice president. The vice president shall only work, implement tasks delegated to her by the president. All the work that the president delegated to me, he took away. So what remained with me is the one that I was constitutionally mandated to do. And that, for me, is the most important task and a huge task, and that's exactly what I'm doing now. The duty that I was given publicly by the electorate, the day of inauguration, I was asked to swear and take oath that I will protect and defend the constitution of this land, and that's what I'm doing, exactly what I'm doing now. If that is all that remains that I must do, I will do that to the best of my ability, and it is only Malawians that shall remove me from this position. So if no other vice president has resigned before, if no president has resigned before, and even as the first vice president of the party, I didn't resign, I put up with a lot of torture and abuse because I felt I was obligated to stay. The party removed me. Then I asked the same party to remove me from this job. There's no problem, but I will not leave.
Let me ask you, Madam Vice President, what is your next move? What are you going to do?
But the duties he took away a year ago. This question you're asking me now, you should have asked me a year ago. The duties we are talking about here were removed a year ago. And that, and the one job that he took away was given to me by the African Union. They appointed me goodwill ambassador for safe motherhood. Even that was taken away by the president, given to his wife. These are questions that you should have asked a year ago. Now, what I'm saying is, what I know is that I was elected to defend the constitution and protect the constitution of this land. That's what I'm doing now. So that's to answer the question, what are you going to do now? That's what I'm going to do. I intend to stay and protect the constitution and be a voice for the voiceless and damn the consequences.
President, if I
but
may...
that's what I'm obligated to do.
What will be your message to Malawians?
My message to Malawians is that whatever they want to do, right now there are very serious problems on the ground. And I want you to take those seriously. Right now, we don't have fuel. Right now, we don't have forex. Right now, we don't have drugs in the hospitals. Right now, there are serious governance issues on the ground. The donors have moved away, have abandoned us. The British just made a statement in the British government, I mean, the parliament last week. The Germans have walked away with the money. We are in a serious problem. The faith communities have all made statements expressing their unhappiness. My message is that we must be on our knees and pray to God to help us at a difficult time such as this. That all of us must, we are Malawians, are peace-loving people. Malawians are God-fearing people. I know that there's a lot of pain. People are suffering, but the best thing we can do is to hold together and keep praying and hope that everything shall be fine. But that we must not at any point try to take the law upon in our own hands and go damage property. We must enjoy our rights, but enjoy our rights sensibly and with responsibility.
Now, Madam Vice President, the Finance Minister has said that despite the decision by the British government to cut aid from Malawi, Malawi is fine. Do you think his response is okay with Malawians? Are you okay with his response?
No, I think what you need to do, I don't think it will be fair for me to judge anybody with you from that far. I think the best thing you can do is maybe travel to Malawi and see if Malawians are okay with that response. But also, I think it would be fair for me to ask him that question. I have already told you the situation of Malawians right now and the situation on the ground right now. We have blackout. We have no forex. The agricultural products prices are bad. We have no fuel. So if you feel that in a situation like that, people are happy with the donors gone, and if you think the finance minister, I cannot judge that. But I think it would be fair for you to ask that question to him, just like you got me. But for me, I'm just appealing to Malawians to be patient. I'm just appealing to Malawians to be vigilant, to stay the course. I'm just appealing to Malawians to remain in prayer and to love one another. We are peace-loving people and we are God-fearing people. So that's all I can say.